here they are again, Harry and Thelma Duff, Gerald and Phyllis Loder, next door friends and neighbors.
Good night, dear.
Good night. Retirement. Inflation. Income tax.
Having nightmares about retirement, income tax? See your nearest Old Mutual office. Find out how the Old Mutual's tax-saving retirement plans can help you beat income shrinkage when you stop work and sleep peacefully at night.
Why do more and more men rate Gunston great? Because Gunston has what it takes to match a man's taste. Gunston gives you the best tobaccos a man can get. Flavor rich and rewarding. Match your taste with Gunston Toasted from Rhodesia's best tobaccos.
Any more toast, Phil?
Now.
Any more bread, then?
Now.
Yeah. What about crisp bread?
Now.
Look, have we got anything I can have some jam on?
Well, some bacon in the fridge.
Yeah, well, that's good. I'll just... Here. Are you in one of your moods again, Phil?
Oh, of course I'm not. Whatever gave you that idea?
Oh, nothing. Nothing. Well, looks like I finished my breakfast, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, might as well be off to work, then.
Yeah, that's right. Don't mind me. I mean, I'll just sit here alone again all day.
Oh, so that's what it is.
Oh, you can leave me here. It's all right, just as long as you go off and enjoy yourself.
Enjoy myself? Thelma, I'm going to work.
Oh, that's what you say, Harry Duff, but you just go off and do it. I'll sit here and suffer in silence.
This is silence?
I'm only your wife. It's all right. Don't worry about me. I'll manage. All on my own. I'll manage. Just thinking about how other husbands take their wives out while I sit at home.
Oh, blimey, Phil. What do you want me to do? Take you to work with me?
Well, anything would be better than sitting around here on my own all day.
Well, why don't you get Phyllis to come and sit with you?
You think that would make things better?
Well, you're not coming to work with me. I can put up with your backseat driving, but I'm not going to have you sitting behind me telling me how to enamel a bath.
But I'm bored, Harry.
Find something to do, Phil. It shouldn't be all that difficult.
Oh, Harry.
Yeah?
You have remembered that it's my birthday coming up shortly, haven't you?
I thought you wanted to forget your birthdays.
Well, not this year. What you going to get me?
Well, don't know, Phil. I hadn't really thought.
Well, how about me choosing it?
Yeah, it sounds a bit dangerous to me. Could cost me a fortune if you decided to run amok.
Nah, don't you worry, lover boy. I won't spend too much. Just leave me a blank signed check, will you?
Well, I don't know.
Remember that I've been practicing your signature lately, and I can forge it without anyone querying it.
Oh, that's charming, that is, eh? Why'd you bother to ask me to sign a check?
Well, I just thought I'd give you a sporting chance first. Well, Harry...
No, not really. I was feeling better earlier on.
No. I mean, well, what about it? Are you going to sign me a check so that I can get something to amuse myself with during the day or not?
Well, what are you going to get?
I don't know. But don't you worry. Once I've found out from the bank how much there is in your account, I'll find something. Now, that's the story, Phyllis. What do you think I should do with it?
Well, why don't you buy yourself a nice new set of handkerchiefs, Thelma?
Oh, blimey, Phyllis. The object of this exercise is to give me something to do all day. And I don't want to spend it blowing me nose.
Well, why don't you do something constructive.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do, but what?
Well, they're running a motor mechanic class for women down at the technical college. Why don't you take one of those?
No, not blooming likely. If I did, the next time anything went wrong with Harry's car, he'd have me underneath it. Anyway, I get enough of being a grease monkey washing the dishes.
Well, what about pottery classes then, Thelma?
What about them?
Well, why don't you go to them? You can make all sorts of little pots and ashtrays and things.
Next suggestion.
Or you could open a home slimming studio.
Oh, no, no thanks, Phil. I don't think I'll be a very good advertisement for it.
Yes, you are a few pounds over.
Yeah, yeah, all right, that's enough of that subject.
Oh, but you could be your own first customer.
That'll be too much like hard work. No, you know, I think I'd like to open a shop of some kind.
Oh, but Thelma, that'll mean you'd be away from the house all day.
That's right.
Well, what about your housework?
Well, it wouldn't get done, would it? No. Unless Harry did it when he came home, of course.
Oh, that's not very likely, is it, Thelma?
No. So he'd have to get me a bit of domestic help, wouldn't he?
Do you think he would?
Well, he'd say no at first, of course. But there are ways of making Harry change his mind.
Oh.
Well, then, now that I've decided on having a shop, I wonder what I can sell.
Are you sure, Phyllis?
Of course, dear. Why?
Well, you're sing-songing a bit more than normal, that's why.
Oh, that's because I'm happy. Gerald, you'll never guess what's happened.
Won't I?
No.
Well, you better tell me then, hadn't you?
I'm going to make dresses.
Oh, that's nice, Phyllis. You could do with a few more.
Oh, no, Gerald, not for me.
Who for, then?
Thelma.
What? Did I hear you correctly, Phyllis? Did you say that you were going to make dresses for your sister?
That's right, Gerald.
Well, I've got news for you, Phyllis. No wife of mine is going to be a dressmaker, especially not for her sister. Oh, really, Phyllis, how degrading. I refuse to allow you to do it. Do you hear me? I refuse.
Yes,
dear. Really, Phyllis, how could you ever have thought of doing it in the first place?
Oh, Thelma is opening a shop and she's paying me to make dresses.
The indignity of it. My wife... Did you say she's paying you?
Yes, Gerald.
Well, come on, Phyllis. Why haven't you got your sewing machine out?
Oh, well...
Now, I'll go and set it up for you if you like.
Oh, not yet, Gerald.
Oh? Why not? It's as good a time to start as any.
Well, the shop isn't definite yet.
Oh.
Thelma still has to ask Harry.
What do you think he'll say?
Well, I think he'll say no. But Thelma says she's got ways of getting round him.
This I have to see. Come on, Phyllis, let's go round and listen to the argument.
Lots more tea, lover boy.
What? Oh, no, thanks, so.
Oh. Are you sure, Annie?
Yeah, sure, thanks, so.
Oh. Well, the tea's all right, isn't it?
Well, it's tea, I suppose. It tastes the same as normal.
Well, I can always make it some more. That's not good enough.
No, it'll do nicely. Thanks, though.
Oh. How are the sausages?
Fine.
And the mashed potato, is that all right, too?
Yes, great.
Oh, good, because I made it myself, you know.
Yeah, I thought so. Nobody else ever does any cooking in this house, do they?
No, they don't. I mean, no. Of course not. They don't need to, do they?
Thelma, what do you want?
Want me? Oh, now, whatever gave you that idea, Harry, that I want something? Oh, good heavens, no. I wouldn't dream of asking you for anything.
Oh, good.
No, it's just that, well, would you like some more tea?
For the last time, no thanks, Thelma.
All right, sir. You like some more sausages? I cooked another pound in case you did.
I can't stand it any longer, Thelma. What do you want? Now, come on, out with it.
Well, the problem is, I don't quite know how to...
Oh, blimey, more suspense. Come in. Right, what do you lot want?
Ooh. Have you asked him yet, Selma?
She's trying to, but she isn't getting very far. There have been too many interruptions.
Oh, well, don't mind us. We'll just sit here and listen.
Yes, well, I don't know that that's such a good idea, either.
No, it's all right. We can lend Thelma a bit of moral support. Go on, Thelma, ask him.
I want to... You see, what I've always wanted, you see, Harry...
Phyllis! Phyllis, what does she want?
She wants to open a dress shop, Harry.
A dress shop?
That's right, Harry.
Yeah, well, not only dresses, Harry, but all sorts of little accessories and things, like earrings and handbags and belts and shoes and brooches and bracelets and...
All right, shall I know what accessories are? There's a very simple answer to what you want.
What's that?
No.
Why not?
Because I say not, that's why. It'd be far too expensive.
But, Harry, you did say that I could have anything I wanted this morning.
Yeah, not really, Thel. Anyway, we definitely can't afford a dress shop.
Oh, but...
Oh, blimey. Knock it off, Selma. No, come on, Thel. You'll have the fire brigade here. Selma! You see, the fire brigade's here. Now, come in.
Yes, you're the chap from down the road that does impressions.
Yes, that's right, yes.
So what do you want to borrow this time?
Nothing, I was just going past your house when I heard something.
It's a pity you didn't carry on going past, mate.
Well, I couldn't, could I? I mean, I was intrigued. Absolutely intrigued. My goodness, I thought, someone else in the street is doing impressions.
it wasn't really an
impression. So I stopped and I listened. And would you believe that I couldn't work out what it was supposed to be?
Yes, I can quite believe it. Now, goodbye. Come again sometime when you can't stay so long.
Oh, no, I'm not going yet. I've got to find out what it is first.
I'm not doing impressions. I was crying because Annie won't buy me a dress shop.
Oh, won't he? Oh, you big meanie.
No, just a minute. You're just...
Go on, buy her one.
Yes, go on.
Yes.
Why don't you buy her one?
Buy her one.
Oh, all right.
Oh, Harry, do you really mean it?
Sure, I mean it. Anything to shut you lot up.
Oh, thank you, lover boy. When do we start?
Well, as soon as you like, I suppose. All you need is for Percy here to do you an impression of a few customers and you're in business, aren't you?
General R280 radio has 364 little safety studs between its treads. The studs are there to brace and stabilize the treads and help stop them fidget under stress. And the fact that we've reduced the fidget in our treads explains why the General R280 brakes so well, corners so well, and has the longest possible life. General R280 radios, the long-living tires.
What makes a Bloody Mary special? The iced tomato juice, that dash of Worcester sauce? The secret is in your choice of vodka. And if pure, clean Smirnoff is your brand, your Bloody Marys will always be special.
Because Smirnoff vodka lets you be yourself, nice and lively, and crystal clear. Smirnoff leaves you breathless.
Have any option. If Thelma had gone on any longer, she would have had all the neighbours round.
Oh, she's found a shop, by the way. It's in Wimbledon High Street.
When are they opening?
She wants to start on Monday.
Ooh, that's a bit quick, isn't it? You're still on your first dress.
Yes. It is a bit hard not having a proper model. Oh, still, you're doing very nicely, Gerald. Thank you for helping out.
No, it's nothing, Phyllis. I don't mind helping you get started on your career, especially at a pound an hour.
Oh, now turn round, please, dear. That looks better. Now, how does it feel now?
Still a little loose round the chest, Phyllis.
Oh, well, dresses are supposed to be, dear. On you, anyway.
Oh, quick, Phyllis, help me get this off. I don't want Harry to see me dressed like this.
What, your own? There wasn't any answer, so I...
It isn't very funny, Harry.
That's what you think, mate. To use the words of a certain neighbour of mine.
Here, what's that, Harry? What's he laughing at?
Can't you see? That's the best dressmaker's dummy I've ever seen.
I failed to see the humour in the situation.
Well, you'd see if you were standing here. Next down the ramp, we have Gerald in a rather stunning black number with a high neckline and cut out back.
Did you have anything important to discuss, Mr. and Mrs. Duff? Or did you just come round to pass the time of day?
Yeah, well, we came round to see how Phyllis was getting on, actually.
Well, you've seen. Now, would you mind departing?
Oh, come on, Gerald. Don't be such a snurge. Can't you take a little giggle at your expense?
I wouldn't have minded so much if it had been a little giggle instead of an all-out wake-up-the-dead laugh.
Ah, well, all right. Was that better?
No, not much.
Yeah, well, too bad. Anyway, Phyllis, we want to open on Monday. Are you going to be finished by then?
Oh, well, I'll be finished this one, Harry.
Yeah, good, because that's all we're going to have.
Oh. Hey, what?
Well, with the cost of the license, rent in advance on the premises, sign writing and whatnot, we can't afford any more material.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I don't know. The prices of things these days, they're ubiquitous.
Iniquitous, Harry.
Hey?
They're iniquitous.
What are?
Well, the prices of things.
Yeah, they're that too.
But, Harry, how can you open a dress shop with only one dress?
Well, it isn't only a dress shop, see. I've been making jewellery out of old nails and washers and things.
Eh? What? Are you really expecting to sell them?
Of course. People buy any old rubbish these days. You never know. It might be the start of a new trend.
And, on the other hand, it might not.
Harry, I'm so excited, I can hardly wait.
Yeah, well, you won't have to wait much longer. It's nearly 9 o'clock.
I don't see thousands of customers queuing up outside waiting to be let in.
Blimey. Killjoy was here. That'll do from you. Might as well let him in now, though. So it's as near as it could be to 9.
Yes, all right. Well, stand by for the rush.
Okay.
Oh, I thought it would have been a bit busier.
Close the door again, Phil. We'll try again later on.
Well, that was a bit of a letdown, Harry.
Yeah, all right, Phil, all right. Don't burst into full cry again.
Oh, but Harry, don't tell me that Thelma's mold is going to be a failure.
Oh, of course it isn't, Phil. We've only been open 10 seconds. Don't you worry. By lunchtime, they'll be flocking in. Absolutely. What time is it?
2 o'clock.
Harry, it's past lunchtime and there still hasn't been anyone in here.
Now, don't worry, Phil. By 3 o'clock, they'll be flocking in. You'll see.
Do us a favour, Harry. You've been saying that every hour since we opened this morning. It's obvious that no one's coming.
So what do you suggest, Bright Spark?
Well, if you'd left it to me, there wouldn't be a thing left by now. What you need is a good public relations job.
Blimey, mate, if you had relations like mine, you'd also be keeping them private.
No, Harry. Promotions, advertising. You didn't run one ad in the paper all week.
Well, I couldn't, could I? I've run out of money.
So, what you need, Harry, is some free advertising.
Yeah, and what am I supposed to do? Run around outside with a sandwich board on?
No, Harry, nothing as crude as that.
Oh.
Apparently, the public take an advertisement in best when they can see and hear it.
Oh, you mean like TV advertising?
Like that, yes. But you can't afford that. They'll just have to be able to see one of us talking about the shop. And if that one of us is standing right outside the shop, so much the better.
That's not a bad idea at all. Yes, Gerald, I've got to hand it to you. You aren't completely useless.
Thank you, Harry. Hey?
Now, right, let's get this organized. Which of us has got the loudest voice?
What you're looking at me for?
You have just been voted the chief barker for Thelma's Modes. Now get out there and tell the passers-by what we've got.
Oh, well, if you really think it'll help.
Well, I don't know about that, but he can't do us any harm, can he?
No, I suppose not. Oh, all right, I'll do it.
Good girl. Now, look, remember, Thel, make it loud but clear. Don't concentrate on any one group. Let them all hear it.
Has Thelma sold anything yet?
No, Gerald. She was outside all day screaming, though.
Well, it doesn't seem to help. One whole week and she hasn't sold a thing.
Oh, yes, but it's worse than that.
It can't be.
Oh, it is. Nobody's even been into the shop yet. If I didn't know Thelma better, I'd think she was becoming a bit discouraged.
I wonder what they're going to do next.
Business today?
No, still nothing. I did get someone coming into the shop, though.
Well, that's a start. Didn't she buy anything?
No, it was a he. He just wanted change for the parking meter.
No.
That's strange. Nobody seems to take any notice of sales anymore.
No, they've probably been conditioned against them. Anyway, there's far too many dress shops in Wimbledon as it is.
Yeah, I suppose there are.
Well, fellow, I'm afraid we can't keep going like we have been in the last 10 days.
No.
Nothing happens by this Saturday morning, mate. We're just going to have to close down.
Hello, Harry, Thelma.
Hello, Joe.
What's the matter? Why do you both sound so miserable?
Because we are.
Oh, but you shouldn't be. It's a beautiful Saturday morning.
And it's been a beautiful 2 weeks that I've been sitting here without selling a thing. We're closing down this morning if nothing happens.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Where's Phyllis?
Oh, I left her down the street. She's doing a bit of shopping.
Oh.
Oh, never mind, Thelma, never mind. Maybe someone will come in this morning.
Well, I've been saying that for the last 2 weeks, Gerald. I've had an opening sale, spring, summer, autumn and winter sales, and a clothing sale. The only one I haven't had is a fire sale.
Yeah, and that might not be so far away, mate. No, hang on, Thel. There's someone coming through the door.
Oh, blimey, so there is. Just watch this. Oh, good morning, madam. Is there anything special I can show you? Dresses? Shoes? Jewelry?
Oh, no thanks, Thelma. I've already seen it.
Oh, no, Phyllis. I didn't recognize you under that daft hat.
Oh, it's not dark, Thelma. It's very nice, isn't it, Gerald?
Well, what time are you closing, Thelma?
I'm not sure of
it. Yeah, what's going on? Someone else has just come in.
I say, excuse me.
Yes.
Isn't this a betting shop?
Betting shop? Like a betting shop.
Well, no, but I'm sure it used to be last time I came to London.
Oh, well, that might have been, but now...
Me and the lads were down here again, so we thought we'd like a little bet, you see.
Well, now, I'm afraid you got the wrong...
Oh, come off it, Thelma. Stop messing the gentleman around.
Eh?
Of course this is a betting shop.
Is it?
Yes, that's from right now. Now then, sir, what can honest Harry do for you?
Well, quite a bit, actually. I'll tell you what I'll do, though. I'll just nip back and get me mates, and we'll all be along to have a little fling, okay?
With pleasure, sir. See you later, then. Cheerio.
Ta-ra.
Harry, have you gone mad?
Not in the least, though. In fact, I feel saner now than I have done in the last 2 weeks. Now, come on, we've got work to do. Get all this clothing and other rubbish out of here. Come on.
No protest.
Tear all the printed Thelma's mode spits off the top of your invoices. I want them to look like betting slips.
Oh, but Harry...
No buts either. I'll be back in a couple of minutes, so get on with it. Gerald, put that idiotic sign out of the window and paint another one, quick. Honest Harry, the punter's friend. Yes, that'll do. And don't worry about the quality. It's only going to be there one morning.
Well, I still say it was dishonest.
Yes, well, I must have...
No, come off it. All I did was to help out half a dozen blokes that wanted to have a bet. Did you check the racing results in the paper to see if they backed any winners? Did you, Gerald?
No.
What about you, Thelma?
Well, now, why? No, Harry.
Yeah, because they were all losing bets.
Oh, were they, Harry?
Of course they were. Don't worry. I'm surprised that you lot think I'd do such a thing.
Yeah, well, we know you too well.
Anyway, we should all be happy. I got my money back. Every penny I put in...
But what about Phyllis? She made a dress for me, remember?
Ah, of course. Yeah. Here you are, Madame Felicia. £10 for your trouble.
Oh, Harry.
And what about me, Harry? What do I get for my troubles?
What troubles?
Well, those 5 hours of modelling I did because Phyllis didn't have a dummy.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, don't worry, Gerald. You won't be forgotten. Because we didn't sell it, and because you're the only one it fits, you can have the stunning little black creation with the eye neckline and the cut-out back.
Listen, I've got a noisy tappet in my new Mazda rotary.
Mazda rotary doesn't have tappets, sir.
Well, it's camshaft, then, or rockers, valves, conrods.
Mazda rotary doesn't have any of those either, sir.
Mazda rotary. Only 3 basic moving parts. No wonder we can guarantee the engine for 2 years or 40,000 kilometers.
Here's your problem, sir. Stone in your hubcap.
Craven A, Britain's quality export cigarette. Exported to 140 countries, Craven A is renowned throughout for uncompromising quality, rich, smooth flavor. Now made in South Africa, Craven A filter in 2 packs, red for Virginia, green for menthol, both in king size at regular price. Craven A, a tradition of distinctive quality.
That was Shopping Around, featuring Jim Williams and Valerie Miller Brown as the Duffs, David Horner and Gillian Lomberg as the Loaders, helped out tonight by Frank Graham. The script was written and directed by Brian Squires and produced by Tom Meehan. Join Springbok Radio again next Monday at 9:30 for another look over the garden fence at our friends and neighbors.